She put a bullet through a Bible and thought it would empower her. But she felt nothing, and that's all she needed to finally feel nothing. She stopped by my house the next morning and said, "I'm sorry, but I still don't feel like this life is worth living. Did all you can do." I looked at her with tears in my eyes and said, "Darling, I'm sorry, but I'm glad I'm not you." She said, "At least I know this is all temporary, but the carpet grains will still hold stains, even when you die. You won't have to face them, but they will remain." She said she had enough baggage to rattle the cage of rage, worthless page after page, to rearrange a strange game of pain, seeking further into a strain of remains. Tagged with names, she felt like the lone survivor of a civil war of inner peace versus inner desire. Hoping somehow to change, the casualties were her hope and her sanity, a damaging calamity of fragile ideals being washed away when waging war against a staging of poor ideologies that led to death. But at least she felt something, and at least it all meant something. There's no way to see beauty when it's just the blind leading the blind. There's no way to see beauty when it's just losing love to justify lies. There's no way to see beauty when it's just the blind leading the blind. There's no way to see beauty when we lose love just to justify our stupid lies. She said, "I watched my house catch fire and I didn't feel a thing." Well, darling, congratulations. I wish I had that sort of inner peace. I'm digging into catacombs built beneath this frame I call a body, and expectations diminish as I uncover there's nothing underneath hiding. She had taken what I once needed to feel I could be something, and I spent so long being bitter, but now I'm finally celebrating, thanking God for those brief moments where my eyes met hers, and she was caught in a life that felt like one rapid blur, the spur of the moment cure for her boredom and my lack of adventure. We were caught somewhere between a pack of menthol she kept on the nightstand where she would sleep and a broken down truck that used to drive her to her dreams, but now sad as an eyesore metaphor for the home we created to nourish our weaknesses, the brittle middle ground, sounding this rebound argument with God that we called living. It was nothing, not even trying to win any sort of race. I just wanted to finish, or at least sort of place. But as I kept running, I diminished the existence I created out of love, so I could breathe easier. When I try to fall asleep in this ocean, pushing me side to side from her. Her broken dreams! She said it's easier to fall asleep just knowing that when I have something to say, somebody's listening to me. She said, "I don't care if I have a plan, I don't care if I understand. All I need to know is that I have some sort of calling." I just need to know, and somebody is listening.